Thank you. question. She was the first to take radical fashion out of its predictable Parisian context and bring it into the music scene, where I had always thought it belonged. The first night watching her dance, I already decided to work with her. That night, she was singing her hit song, I Need a Man, to a room full of shrieking gay Bobby Soxers. The ambiguity of her act was that she herself looked like a man. A man singing, I Need a Man, to a bunch of men. I could see how the average guy could get a little scared by her physical appearance. It was so powerful. I thought she was great. I photographed her in different positions. I cut her legs apart, lengthened them, turned her body to face the audience. Soon, I found myself living to the very fast rhythm of Grace Jones. We would go out dancing, all night, every night, completely neglecting my work. An intense, hysterical romance developed between Grace and me. When I ran out of money, I realized I had to stop all this bullshit and go back to work. I had this idea of using Grace as the ideal vehicle for my work. She had inspired me. On tour, we used to improvise, thinking of an idea at breakfast and working down directly on stage. Decided deliberately to mythologize Grace Jones. Black, shiny, muscular people are aerodynamic in design. It was to emphasize this belief that I painted Grace Jones blue, black. I'm no longer sure what I fell in love with. Grace or my idea of what Grace should be. For the 2 years following the birth of our son, there was nothing else in my life. Grace let me take her over completely. But then I discovered that what I was making was speeding too far beyond what was there. By the time our one-man show reached the US, I knew I'd lost it.
a gallon at an average speed of 40 miles an hour to his office, which is 12 miles away, and stops for a coffee on the way for 15 minutes, and also puts air in one of his tires, which has a slow puncture, laying out air at a rate of 2 pounds per square inch per mile travel. But the car is moving at 32 miles an hour, and he picks up a hitchhiker, baby, who weighs 14 stone plus suitcase. If the hitchhiker be, who is a political activist, distributes leaflets from his suitcase, each of which way announce the scale of 2 leaflets per person at every bus stop, and every vehicle on either side of them, at every red traffic light during the journey, which includes 20 bus stops with an average 6 people per stop, 5 lorries, each with a passenger, one of which they exchange the Yorkie bar, weighing an ounce for 12 of leaflets, and 2 coaches, each containing 51 people, 7 of which from one coach return the leaflets, and 16 people from the other coach, who ask for a further leaflet, each for a member of one of their family. Then A then had to travel a further 2.86 miles out of his way to drop off hitchhiker B. How late would then be? Yet arriving at the office by 9:30, he still had 6 miles to travel, and his watch was running 23 minutes slow. But the clock at the office was running 2 minutes faster than his buck was in fact 17 minutes and 3 seconds ahead of the correct time, which was 2:30 in the morning. Correct. If Glenn was 5 miles from the office, he telephoned to his boss to apologize for being late. He was told by his boss C to pick up a package 2.63 miles away from his present location and deliver it to client B in Bristol by train by 4:30 that afternoon. And at the same time, then B was mistakenly told to come to London to receive the same package from Man B. Now Manny's train, train 1, left 30 minutes late, but Man D's train, train 2, left 5 minutes early. So when the trains passed each other, train 1 was traveling at 75 miles an hour to make up for lost time, and train 2 was traveling at 52 miles an hour. But Manny reached Bristol earlier or later, according to his watch, which was now running 5 minutes slower than Mandy's would be. Had he now picked off the train and checked the correct time at a station between Bristol and London, and stopped phone A's boss, Nancy, double-check A would be there, meet him on, discover his mistake, catch next train, train 3 back to Bristol, which, unlike A's train 1, which stopped stations on the way for 6 minutes, each stop was an express train. B's train caught up with A's train 1, 4 miles from Bristol, as the trains drew alongside each other. A's train 1 was traveling 12 miles an hour, and B's train 3 was traveling at 30.6 miles an hour. The man A sat in front, how long will it take to fill the back? Thank you.
Thank you.